WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Battle Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are...
And it is awesome!
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire!
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell... Ow! What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it if you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available. You can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the faithful producer, slash co-host, slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward, on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLive, because we have things to get into tonight. We have a video game to review, and much, much more.
We do. We have so much to talk about.
We're back.
I can talk.
She can talk.
I can talk. Yes, sorry for the sound of my voice. I am recovering from plague. Yay, plague. This is the only plague I get this year. I'll be happy. But yeah, anyway, we have a bunch of stuff to get into tonight. We're also, Rock's been doing his thing with WWE 2K24.
Yes, we've put up some hours.
So, and I've been cheering him on in the chat, so we're going to talk about that later in the show. And we have news notes and all that good happy stuff. So I say we jump right into the news. But you're by our friends over at MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And I'm just going to start from the top and work our way down because I don't see anything that we need to lead with.
That's fine. You're good.
All right. So starting with WWE, Rob Fee has been named the WWE Director of Character Development.
So he got a new fancy title.
I didn't realize that was a thing.
Apparently, it's a title. In NXT now, or in the PC and stuff, he's got a new, you know, move to Florida, got a fancy title. I mean,
good for him.
Gotta give him fancy corporate titles these days, and that's what it is. So that's good for him.
How do I get a fancy corporate title? I wouldn't mind a fancy corporate title. I mean, I technically have one, but
I think it
can be fancier.
I mean, you know, there are ways, but anyway.
Yeah, there are other ways, but, you know. And speaking of 2K24, the DLCs have been announced. So there will be 25 playable superstars and additional bonus items that include... So starting in May of 2024, the ECW Punk Pack, which will feature CM Punk, Bubba Ray Dudley, Devon Dudley, Sandman, Terry Funk. And then for my faction content, it'll be Paul Heyman, ECW version, as a card, and then other various superstar cards.
Okay. One, me and you talked about this a couple weeks ago. I'm surprised they got Punk in there that quick.
They probably didn't need to change much on the model.
No, but I'm saying, if you look... Well, yeah, you do. He's many more tattoos and other things like that. But no, he came in so late in the development cycle that I thought he would be one of the later releases here in these packs. But in fact, he's the first one. I guess they put some time in because they knew he would probably be coveted.
Coming in. Yeah. No, get him out.
Get him in, because if you wait till November, I think people would be upset. And getting him in there in May, 2 months after the release of the game, that's pretty good.
Well, I mean, in terms of games, WWE's, the 2K franchise, tends to be a little bit more diligent about making sure that it's up to date in terms of content and everything else. Like, there's some things that can't be helped. Like, in this instance, they just come in the production cycle too late, but they try their best to get people out as quickly as possible.
Especially lately. They've been trying to get more people in, because we're going to name some more that would have been the place we thought he would fit, but we're getting there. What's next?
So up next, we have Post Malone and Friends. This will be June of 2024. It'll feature Post Malone, Sensational Sherry, Mosh Thrasher, Honky Tonk Man, Jimmy Hart as a manager, and then more My Faction content.
Interesting, Honky Tonk Man. That's an interesting one.
I find Mosh and Thrasher more interesting.
No, they've had okay, so they have a deal of some sort, a Legends deal, I guess.
Because I feel like they haven't been in the game in like a hot minute. No, hey, Casey.
But here's why it's not a shock to me. They've been cards for a little bit now, for a few months, in Supercard.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is another 2K product. So them being in the Supercard and now in the video game makes sense. I'm trying to remember if they blurred out Honky Tonk Man the other night. No, I know they mentioned.
No, I don't think they did.
No, so that makes sense. That makes sense why he's in the Friends pack.
Respect to the video editors, by the way. Full respect. That'd be a pain in the ass to do. We'll talk about that when we get to 2K24, the review. But yeah, full respect. Following this one, in July of 2024, Pat McAfee is getting his own pack that you get Pat himself, plus playable co-host. So stay tuned for more information there. And then we're also getting co-host manager cards for My Faction and other content.
So this one caused a bit of a stir from the community, because people are, well, they're taking spots from other people. This is a video game that has over 280 playable superstars.
I was going to say, it's a fucking video game. There's no spots that they're taking. They can put as many people as they want in it.
Those people do not understand how licensing deals work. And not everyone can be in a video game if they do not agree to a licensing deal.
That's why they're blurring people's faces.
Exactly. But no,
didn't sign agreements.
Exactly. So this, I think, is the coolest pack of them all.
I think it's neat that we get Pat McAfee. That's actually really fun, because I think this is his first time in the game. This is the debut.
This will be his debut in the game, and he got his buddies in the game.
I mean, that's pretty badass. It's a good friend thing.
That's why it's cool.
You know what's really funny, since the game's been out? Is all the people doing stuff with Kathy Kelly?
Yeah, because she's the manager in the game.
So, like, everybody's been doing stuff with Kathy Kelly, and she's been having, like, a field day with it. Because, like, people keep sending it to her.
It's great.
It's awesome. So, in August of 2024, we are getting Jade Cargill, Nia Jax, Michelle McCool, Carlito, Kari Sane, Lyra Valkyrie, Dragon Lee, and more My Faction contents.
This is where I figured Punk would have fit in. Based on Jade and Nia and Carlito and Kyrie all coming in the same 2 month window.
They got him out a little sooner.
I figured that would have been where his timeline would have fit. But getting Jade in there, getting Nia back in there, that's pretty cool. Lyra Valkyrie and Dragon Lee, that's a good pack. That's of all the packs, that's the best current, like, superstars in, basically, and Michelle.
current superstars and Michelle.
Well, she doesn't fit with Pat or ECW, or she's not a singer in that sort of role, so she doesn't fit with Post Malone and Friends. So you know, it fits. And she's not WCW. Oh, I know it fits. And she's not WCW, which is the November pack.
Yep, which features Diamond Dallas Page. Although, I mean, if you really wanted to call back to a piece of WWE history, you could have put her in there with DDP. But I don't think they'd like to talk about that. So,
no.
She's in the global, but DDP, Iron Sheik, I think that's supposed to be Mr. Perfect.
That should be Mr. Perfect, but
it's just perfect. It's just a perfect.
I copied it from their press release. So here we are.
Somebody missed a Mr. somewhere. Great Muda, Lex Luthor, and more My Faction content. So this is cool. This is a nice little final pack. There's a lot for the DLC.
25 people, bunch of faction cards. Pretty good content. Worth the price.
Very worth the price. And you don't have to pay per.
No, if you buy DLC. If you buy the season pass, you get all that.
Yeah.
You can also, it's worth it. And for those who are picky and just don't want the Pat McAfee one, then just buy each one separate and skip Pat McAfee. That's all you got to do.
Go for the bundle. You don't have to use Pat.
That was my point on Twitter. Anyway.
Okay, so you accidentally buy him, but you get everything else and you save money.
Exactly.
Or you can pay more money and not have Pat McAfee in your game. It's your choice. It's your money. You can do what you want.
You can do anything you want, but there we go. All right, what else?
So, in a surprise twist, last week on NXT, we have the return. In fact, one might call it a perfect 10 of a return in Sean Spears. Showing back up at the end of NXT. This is a massive surprise because I don't think anybody was expecting him to be there.
I mean, the video people were thinking was Okada or someone, and they got Sean Spears. I'll talk about Okada in a second. But no, this is cool, and it's, as you said, Sean Spears.
Mm-hmm. Not Ty Dillinger's, Sean Spears.
It's Sean Spears. He's back. He's feuding with Ridge Holland on NXT right now. Good spot for him. Good place for him to return. He's doing the Sean Spears chairman gimmick with the chair and the lighting and the whole presentation. So he'll come in, he'll work some NXT. Pretty good spot for him. What was funny is no one knew that he was a surprise. But he just rolled up. And in rehearsal, when they did it, Shawn Michaels was in the Sean Spears role. As they practiced it. And then he showed up and did the spot. On the actual television.
Nice. Very nice. But yeah, no, this was cool. I'm very curious to see what they do with him this go around, especially with the chairman gimmick. Because I feel like he maybe didn't get as good of a run as he should have the first time. So under the new regime, let's see what they do.
Let's see what Sean lets him do. I think Sean's going to be pretty open to what he can do. And it's just funny. Shawn Michaels was the stand-in for Stan.
You know, like you do.
Full circle.
Full circle. But did Sean take a super kick from Stan?
No.
Speaking, I don't have a good transition for this. Sorry. So in case you were wondering why Bronson Reed was not in Australia for Elimination Chamber, well, he had a very good reason. He and his wife are celebrating the birth of their first child. It was an unexpected arrival for them. He was supposed to go, and then she went into labor with the baby and had the baby. And so he was busy celebrating and being a brand new dad while WWE was in Perth. And he put out a statement about it. It's very cute.
Okay. So he was booked for it. And he was going to go, but his opponent for that show got hurt, Seth Rollins. So when Seth got hurt, because I mentioned about when it first started to come out, but because he said, the champion that's not looking for him or something, not expecting him. It was going to be Seth Rollins versus Bronson Reed at the show. We talked about it on the post show back in January. He was supposed to be the opponent. Didn't work out because Seth got hurt. And then good timing that she was early, he was still here and was able to see the birth of his child. So, congrats.
It all worked out in the end.
It did.
So go them, go family.
Mm-hmm.
In what's shaking up to be an interesting Hall of Fame this year, we have the first two inductees announced. In Bull Nakano, which is a long time coming for her, so congratulations to her.
That's a good one.
And ladies and gentlemen, his name is Paul Heyman.
And he's a Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer. I'm really excited for Paul's speech. I'm not going to lie. Both the induction speech of who gets to do it and him accepting.
It's gonna be a fun one. I mean, it's here in Philly. ECW, Paul Heyman, headliner. Makes sense.
Yeah, it's a good way to tie back to Philly.
Yeah,
he has a lot of history there.
Yeah.
Just don't let Paul write any checks.
No, he's probably getting a good one for this thing.
Yeah, he's getting a nice payday. But moving on to AEW. Arcady Aura has joined AEW. She will be a backstage interviewer, so congratulations to her.
I'm going to say this nicely. It's a great signing for them. They don't need more people backstage interviewing people. They have enough. But that's fine. They have plenty of people. Sometimes I wonder why. I just wonder sometimes. But we'll have a story next week probably about an announcer who's gone, but we'll talk about that next week.
Okay. You'll have to tell me about that after the show. AEW has also announced a new pay-per-view for April 21st called Dynasty. So they're going to be slapping and jewelry and Joan Collins.
Yes, all those.
Sweet.
Yeah, Sunday, April 21st, Dynasty in St. Louis. Tickets on sale, I think, tomorrow or next week. So.
Oh, damn, they should have put it in Dallas. It would have been amazing. I think that's where Dynasty was set. Was Dynasty set in Dallas?
I don't remember.
Where was it? Hold on. I have to Google this.
As she Googles it, currently gone now from AEW, is Mike Santana of Santana Ortiz fame. So they never got their full run and as a tag team, and then they've been on the out. So he's been very vocal about his lack of usage in AEW. Yes.
It was set in Denver. Excuse me. I thought it was in Dallas. It's in Denver. So that's... I don't know how I feel about that, because the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and in this case, the squeaky wheel got the boot.
I would assume contract was coming up, and, you know.
They just opted not to renew.
He hasn't been used. He's been back from injuries and stuff, and he did the angle with Ortiz at the end of last year, and that's been it.
Well, so hopefully he moves on to bigger, better things.
Hopefully.
And what's kind of a weird one, and granted, I've been under the weather, as you can tell by my voice. You missed the beginning of the show. So I haven't been on Twitter a lot, but I saw this, and this is weird to me, especially considering what happened at Revolution, like what they did at Revolution. So Sammy Guevara got suspended for supposedly not following concussion protocol with Jeff Hardy.
Which was on Rampage a few weeks ago. And Sammy's wrestled since. I have a feeling that the concussion thing is a cover-up for the suspension. On the suspension. I think there's more to it. I know. Color your shack.
It's so just weird.
They're blaming him for continuing on with the match. But you have trainers and referees in the premise in the ring, and they should be the ones who stop the match, not the wrestler.
It should be up to Sammy.
The referee should have stepped in and stopped the match. The trainer, if he saw that Jeff Hardy was concussed, should have stopped the fight. So him being suspended for it, maybe it was comments afterwards, maybe it was whatever. It's a weird...
It just suspension. Seems weird.
It's very weird. And it's not the first time he's been suspended for stuff, so it's just...
Well, I mean, given AEW's history and track record regarding certain situations and surrounding concussion protocol, it's very, very, very weird that they would call him out on this, considering the fact that they haven't called literally everybody else out about this, and the fact that they've let matches go when they shouldn't go.
Especially since this was a taped match. This was not live.
Yeah.
So you could have stopped it. At any point.
Yeah. So it's like the fact that they're like, oh, well, he's suspended because he didn't follow concussion protocol. Like you said, to your point, that's not his call to make. Like, he can say something to the referee and say, hey, I think Jeff's messed up. We need to stop the match. And then, like, they can communicate that to the back.
Yeah.
I know that's not an uncommon thing to say about Jeff, but he's putting himself back together. It's fine. But it's not up to Sammy to go, we have to stop this match. I'm stopping this match. He doesn't have that authority. I'm sorry to tell everybody that, but he doesn't have that authority to say, well, I'm stopping this match because of concussion protocol. No, I can, like I said, I can see him going to the referee or going to the timekeeper to get the word to the back that it's, oh, hey, something's wrong with Jeff. We need to potentially like stop the match. And then they stall while they have somebody look at Jeff because they have trainers at ringside.
Yes, so that's why it should.
It just, it's very bizarre.
It is.
There's some weird things going on there. But moving on, Jim Ross has signed a new 1-year contract with AEW. So congratulations to him.
Glad he's doing better.
He's had a lot of bad health issues.
Yeah, a lot of cancer stuff too. So it's unfortunate.
So it's a good thing that he's able to keep working.
Yeah, this is his first weekend back was last weekend. He wanted to be there for Sting. He was, and congrats.
Go, Jim. And I guess what's a surprise to some people, but what isn't a surprise to a lot of people, is that Okada is officially a lead. He made his debut last night on Dynamite, where he joined the Elite,
mm-hmm.
or was left of them. And yeah, he's getting a nice big fat payday from Tony Khan.
Apparently.
What is it, $4 million a year for 3 years?
Something like that, yeah.
Like, good for him, secure the bag, damn.
Pretty good money if you can get it. But yeah, so Okada's in, he's a bad guy with the Elite. Okay, I think you would give him a babyface run to start, but hey. It's AEW, you do what you want. So here we are.
Here we indeed are. And then last but certainly not least, Alex Hammerstone of MLW fame has signed with TNA Wrestling.
Good for him.
Way to go, dude.
Let's go to break.
That's all we got on that.
That's all I got.
So when we come back, we're going to be talking all about WWE 2K24. And reviewing the game for you. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
11 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio news desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code RockSock in the Fortnite item shop? That's RockSock in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Burn it down! This is my brutality!
In your dreams, I eat sleep, bleed. Look in my eyes, the key of the night. Look in my eyes.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on recradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are back with our review of WWE 2K24. It came out this past Tuesday, and I believe early access, and I think it released officially Wednesday.
No, it releases at recording time in 90 minutes.
Ah!
To everyone.
So it comes out tomorrow.
Comes out Friday.
Tonight, tomorrow
for the general public. If you did not order the pre-release of the game, which was the deluxe version, or the WrestleMania, 40 years of WrestleMania edition, you got early access on Tuesday at midnight Eastern.
And just really quickly, we would like to thank our friends over at 2K for the preview access to be able to take a look at this game.
Yes, thanks to 2K Fin Partners for providing me access with the video game because I put some hours in. As one great ninja would say, I put the hashtag time in.
He's been doing all the work.
I've been doing all the work. I put the hashtag time in to break down WWE 2K24, which is really, really good.
I was going to say, tell me about it. What's your general impression of the game? Like, you've been playing it. You've been having fun with it. He's been streaming it.
We've been streaming it here on Twitch for the last couple of nights, going through the showcase mode, which we'll talk about. But the best way, my general impression, the best way to describe it is, like, quality of life changes. Like, they've been really good quality of life changes that we've looked at the last couple of years with the video game, and we saw where they were after 2K20, and they had a reset, right? The last couple of years, they've been rebuilding this game with 2K22 and 2K23. And you can see that was the foundation for it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This year, they've seen what the foundation is. And they've built upon it. And they've, like, changed a bunch of little things. They've smoothed out some graphics. They've changed a bunch of things around, which we'll break down here in a second. But you can see that they're focusing in on quality of life of the video game for this year and beyond, of adding new things, adjusting new things. And you can see this year specifically, they're ready to go to be a long-lasting franchise, and this is the way they want to go. So, best way to describe it, quality of life changes, and they're really good quality of life changes, which we'll get into in a second.
As I say, can you name specific changes or just general?
Oh, I can name some specific ones for you. To start with, let's talk about gameplay.
Okay.
So, is there some weirdness still? Yeah, you're always going to have some weirdness, but like for animations and stuff, they've spent a lot of time redoing a bunch of different animations, suplexes, backdrops, slams, whatever. But one of the big quality of life changes that you've noticed, and they've made a mention of in playing it, you kind of can tell, there's been a lot of awkwardness when you whip somebody into the ropes and then you would collide. Like a mistiming, mm-hmm. mistiming whatever. And it was just like, it'd be a weird animation. They fixed that. Like, that animation is no longer a thing where you're going to have this weird, awkward collision, every move kind of works. Will there be a little funkiness from time to time? Yes, but that's any video game with lag and whatever. But they've gone out of the way to make sure that quality of life change is fixed, so animations are definitely much smoother. In terms of gameplay and game modes, they fixed tag team matches. The one thing with tag team matches that's been a problem for years, when you play the computer, they would just go on and on because the computer had unlimited breakups. So anytime you would get someone down for a pin, you hit your finisher, go 1, 2, 3, the computer would always run in and break it up. Now you only get one breakup until you're tagged back in. So if you're on the outside, you get tagged in once and you're fine. You can keep breaking things up. But if you're not tagged in and you break up a pin, you get no breakup. And this is great, which makes it so much better in multi-man matches when you do like a 6-man or an 8-man, especially when the story modes and stuff like that, where it's like they're always breaking up and you get just really frustrated. The match goes 20 minutes and you don't want it to go 20 minutes. It should be like a 5-minute match.
Right.
This way, with only one, you can get it out of the way. And each person gets one in a multi-man match. So you got to go through the steps and do a pin. So, and when it happens, your person also comes in. So your backup is also out of it, which is fine. If you're playing it the right way, you won't need your backup to break up pins. But it's so much better where it's like the tag match is playable again, where there was always the trick of you have to knock them off the apron.
Right.
But sometimes they would block it and then you would stagger around and so the person you've already knocked out can get back up. But you would have to time and knock them off, hit your move, and get the match over with. Now it's like, it could play out. They won't run in on you as much, which makes playing that much, so much better. So that, to me, I like that. That's a great quality of life, like in terms of a game mode. That's a big change. And allow people to play tag team matches more, especially online, because then, people would just spam come in as well. It's like, now you gotta be careful. Now you gotta make the right decision to help break it up. They had this new mechanic called the late punch system. Like, you know, the that kind of back and forth punch system that we see in wrestling matches all the time. Now it's in the video game.
It doesn't trigger
all the time. But if you can get it to trigger, it's a nice little mini game during the match. That's a good one. So we've gotten also for a quality lift. We've got the evolution of weapons. You can throw them now.
Yes!
You can throw them directly at people. And we got new weapons too, including a Slim Jim.
Of course.
And a shoe for Zelina Vega. You can throw the flip-flop at somebody, which is really cool. So now you can do more things. As we saw on the stream last night, we were trying to throw some stuff a couple times. Yeah, you could throw a weapon, which is cool. It's a nice little, hey, you're having fun with your friends and you just want to throw weapons around at each other? By all means, go for it. Now, there's stuff you notice and you've noticed with the video game. It's called hair. Everyone talks about the quality of life of the hair in a video game. And every year, you can always see a little bit of an issue with it. And every year it gets better. And this is what I always say with it. It will never be perfect because it can't be perfect. Like, I think I've come to grips with it. I think hopefully other people come to grips with it. Because when you think about it, the games that have really good hair, how many people are actually in that game? Maybe a dozen, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think for me, and maybe it was only on Charlotte's, it wasn't necessarily that the hair was bad, it was more the texture, because I saw what they had tried to do, where they had tried to do like the curls that she puts in her hair, and it was that particular texture, because it was the larger, looser curls, that the way that they had rendered in the game, it just looked strange with the way it had rendered in the game. When it's straighter hair,
it's much better,
but it was more just the texture that they had tried to do, or the style that they had tried to do, that it just really kind of didn't work well.
Right, and here's my point. It's never going to be perfect, because the point was, most games have 12 to 15 people, like main and mini characters in it. We've talked about it. There's like over almost 300 people in this game, plus at least another 50 something options for hair in customization. It's never going to be perfect, and it's just something you have to come to grips with. And every year you can see they're making strides to change it, which I like. You can see they try to change just as much as they can to make it better. Bianca's is better this year, but a few of the others are. You can just see the textures are, well, a little, come off a little strange, or at least trying to make it look different and work better. And I applaud the effort. Every year I applaud the effort of, hey, it's going to get better. And it's slowly getting better on some people that have the long flowing hair. Yeah, I have no problem with
it. It was just with Charlotte specifically. It was like, ooh.
Oh, I know. I understand.
That didn't render well.
That didn't render quite as well. Another thing for quality of life is they've changed. They're very small changes, and maybe I'm taking way too much notice of things with the arenas, but you can tell they've made some like adjustments for sizing just a little bit. Like they remodeled the ECW arena a little bit, like the roof and stuff, and it just everything sort of fits better. To me, that's a nice little change. Like they're mini tweaks, like not the normal person would notice, but if you're actually looking for like a little finer detail, it's there. In just in terms of, hey, a little bit, hey, this moved a little bit, and this is a little bit differently, and this is a little bit wider, and stuff like that. Those are some nice little quality of life changes. Another one, we got blood on the mat now, and it stays.
Hey,
it stains the mat. It's permanent there. It doesn't clear up. So that's a new quality of life change. Another cool thing, a few cool things. We got paybacks, some new paybacks. There's a missed one. There's a one where you can get your power up your finisher. One where you can have a, if you get hit with a big move, it's like it called Iron Jaw. You can bounce back from it, which is good. So those help the gameplay. And the biggest quality of life change, loading time is faster for like creative stuff. Like it goes to, the match doesn't, like a regular match would take 4 or 5 seconds. Now with even a creative wrestler or a few of them, it doesn't go as long. It's quicker again. It's like normal time, which is perfect. So those are quality of life changes that I'm enjoying.
That's awesome. I mean, yeah. It's a lot of really good changes.
Yeah, they're nice little, and they're subtle. Some of them are subtle, but a lot of them are like, hey, we again, foundation's here. Now we can play around with it. And they've added some new things we should talk about that they've added because, you know, they're fun.
Oh, like what?
They've added some match types.
Have they?
They have added some match types. So, we'll start with this. Gauntlet matches are back.
Hey!
In 3 different styles. One's just traditional standard style. There's one where everyone's at the ring at once. And then there's the one versus the world style gauntlet, where one person has to run the gauntlet. And if you remember that, it's like the Undertaker beat the Streak.
Oh my god, magics! Magics!
No, we don't have magics, but you can, I believe like the number is like 32 different people you can fight up to in it. Like that's cool. I like me a gauntlet match. I have a video coming out on YouTube here, and I think I'll release it either next week or the week after, of content where who's the leader of the bloodline. We have a video about it, which member of the bloodline can, you know, withstand the gauntlet. So we have that gameplay here. Maybe next week we'll put that one out for people to see. So that's one of the new match types. The next one, actually 2, we got the casket match back.
Hey.
It's been a long time since we have a casket match. And then there's an ambulance match. I'm going to combining these two for one simple reason. If you're going to play WWE 2K24 and you want to play these modes, I'm telling you right now, practice your button mashing abilities, because it takes a lot of effort in these two matches with the button mash, because you have to keep them in the ambulance and the casket and from them fighting out. Like in the, for the casket match, it's a one-step process. You get them in and you try to smash them back in and hope they stay in. For the ambulance, there's 2 doors you have to button smash for. The first one's easy. Second one's a bit more difficult that they're fighting out of. So you're button smashing a lot to keep them in. But the fact that they're there, it's great. You can stand up on top of the ambulance and you can do your finisher off of it. You can jump off of it. That's really cool. And even, and so the ambulance gets driven into the arena. There's also, you can also fight to the back, and there's an ambulance in the back to work with as well. So 2 places to do it. That's really cool. And then the mode that everyone's been waiting for, special referee. We played that a couple days ago on stream, so everyone could see it. There's a video on YouTube that we put out on YouTube as well, with Dwayne being the referee. We have that one at youtube.com/RackRadioShow for you to watch. People have been wondering for a while. So here's the positives of with the mode coming back. 1, it's cool. 2, we got new animations for refs in the game. So when they're counting, they'll duck. So when you're both outside, he'll warn you to get back in the ring. So there's that new animation in there. And what it also brought us is real referees into the game.
This is really cool. This makes me so happy for them because before it was just a generic ref.
Yeah.
And now we get the actual refs. Like, because they used to do it. Like, you used to have, like, I think Hepner used to be in the game a long, long time ago. And then I think, was it Kyoto?
Kyoto was in the very, before 2K got it. So it was all in the THQ days that you had a couple of them. But since 2K bought it, it's been the generic ref. Now we have them back in the game and they're all fully detailed and whatnot. So that's a good, that's the biggest improvement with it, with the mode comeback, is now we have real refs. And you can create your own referee and stuff in the game as well, which is cool. You could set a style that you want to use in your character as well. So playing the mode, you can, if you get a little too cocky and get a little too interfery, you can get kicked out as the referee and you get replaced. But if you just want to screw around with your friends and screw them over and as much as you want, you can turn that bar off and just be the third, the referee that just is not impartial either way. So that's fun. So those are the new match types in WWE 2K24.
So sounds fun. And I've been seeing some people that have been playing with the special referee. We mentioned the Kathy Kelly stuff with Rhea. People have been messing with that. They've been having a lot of fun so far, but
it's good. It's
let's change gears. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Let's change gears.
Okay.
Because you've been having some fun with this. Let's talk about showcase mode.
Okay, so we started streaming this a couple of days ago, and we're not as deep as I thought we were going to be. We're about nine matches in. I thought we'd be a little further by now. But that's good because there's a lot of there. There's a lot of video, which is good from a historical perspective. That's really good. They show you the backstory and how the matches go. And Corey Graves has a bunch of backstories of everything. He's a good host for it. And there's an interview. So far, we've had interviews with Hogan and Steve Austin. That's as far as we got. We've got up to WrestleMania 17 in the video game so far. And there's a lot more to get to. And we're going to be streaming it every Tuesday and Wednesday until we can get through the rest of the showcase mode.
Yes, and before we go too deep into it, I would just like to say God bless the video editors that had to work on this mode. There's a lot of blurring going on in this mode for logos, for faces, and that is a massive undertaking considering how much content is in this mode. So full respect, full props to them for having to work, because it switches back and forth between video and gameplay.
And it's very
seamless. Actually really cool.
Yeah, it's very seamless how they do it. They've been really good at it for years, and it's really good. So there's a lot of blurring, but at the same point, there's no commentary either. You have Corey Graves who chimes in, but there's no commentary. What they've really done the good this year is they found really good dramatic music.
Yeah.
It's a nice backdrop for all the matches. The dramatic music adds so much to the presentation. So that's really good. Also, I'm really looking forward to it. We're not there yet. The Firefly Funhouse is in this mode, and I can't wait to get to it.
I'm so excited to see the Firefly Funhouse.
Probably a week or two away from it, but we're going to get it and we're going to watch it on stream and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Like just real quick, everything that they've done for Bray, he looks so good.
There's many versions of Bray, yeah.
There's what, four or five? At least five
and an alternate attire.
Because he did a chamber match with five Brays and an Uncle Howdy.
Yeah. So there you go. So there's five Brays and the alternate style for the cult leader Bray is in the video game. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. So that's showcase. We'll dive deeper into it, but that, as always, it's a really good mode. So there you go.
So how about My Rise? How are you liking that one?
Okay, so we're going to be playing this on stream as well coming up once we're done showcase. We'll play a little bit of it, which will be the men's version. So we'll be playing the female version offline and to review the game. It's fun. Showcase mode is a lot of fun. I can't give away too much because you got to experience it for yourselves. But it's not the traditional journey. It's the best way I could put it. You learn how you grow in certain situations. You learn about who you are, whether it be your darker side, your Hollywood side, your egotistical side. It's the part where you really, speaking of the darkness side, you really dive deep into your darkness and you find it.
You find your inner darkness?
You find your inner darkness and you meet a few dark characters along the way. So that's been really cool. I'm liking that it's not the traditional journey. So it's really, really good.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll leave it there. We'll wait till you play through it. So GM mode. There have been some changes to GM mode.
Yeah. Okay. So you mentioned My GM. Or, yeah, we're talking about My GM now. So far, we have one new brand is the ECW, which is cool. But there's a downside with ECW, though.
Hmm.
There's no women's titles.
ECW
never had a women's division.
It had women. It just didn't have a women's division.
WCW barely had one. They had a women's title for a couple of years, but it was really never featured. But that got into the game. I hope along the way they add a women's division to the ECW brand, because it limits the way you draft and how you play it, because you can't really spotlight the women's division without a championship, because the matches won't be as good and will like hinder you. So I hope they make that change.
Okay.
But it's cool that ECW's in there. Now, as far as the mode goes, we got new GMs, though.
We did.
We got the Million Dollar Man.
A.
We got Teddy Long.
A. Holla Holla Player.
Since we have ECW, we have Paul Heyman.
Future Hall of Famer.
Future Hall of Famer. And the return of William Regal.
Hey, let's go, William Regal.
So that's cool. They've upped the difficulty. It's now there's an extreme mode, so it's extremely difficult. You can turn it up for the AI and you know, in both elements, and it makes it more difficult to play through, which is what you want. They've added new cards that have spiced up how you play the game and how you hinder your opponents. Just something to keep in mind when we possibly do GM battles here in a week on the stream. You can hinder your opponent's efforts with them. There's a bunch of new cards, which is cool. There's a couple ways to play the game mode now. Before, you can have one way. You can have everything unlocked in terms of all the match types. Or, which is the default mode now, you have to unlock everything.
Oh.
So every time you unlock an arena, the arena size or the promotional thing or email blast or whatever, you gain a match. Or you can open with everything you want. But it's now default for everything has to be unlocked, which is... makes you progress. Before the progress was you had to build to the arena and everything else, but all the matches were unlocked. Now it makes it more a little strategic of what you open and how you do things. And because when you get to later parts of it, you have a casket match.
Hey!
Don't clap for that.
Why?
Because that can hinder you. Because whoever loses the casket match is gone from your brand.
Oh dear. Well, I mean, if you have a not favorite child, you can get rid of them.
Yes, but if you're building this big angle, you go, hey, I want to build a casket match. Well, then you lose somebody from your brand, and then there's the ambulance matches also in there. But then whoever loses is injured for a few weeks.
Oh,
so that adds another twist to it.
Also,
there's trades that can be made. So you can trade Superstar. GM mode's going to be really fun. I've played a little bit of it. We're going to hopefully play some on stream if we can get it all to work correctly. It should be a lot of fun. So that's GM.
That's the thing you and Brent are doing together,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping to get set up to do.
I look forward to the trash talk.
It's going to be fun if we can get it to work. Yeah.
So we've gone through all the modes. We've talked about everything like that. Let's talk about the biggest piece of this game. Something that they've been working on, they've been building, they've been updating, and that is the Creation Suite. How has that changed?
A little bit. Creation Suite is what it was and is what it is always going to be, and it's one of the best Creation Suites that is out there in terms of you can change a lot of things about your character and your face and everything like that, and all the uploading your own faces, and that's pretty much the same. It's on par, which has always been a robust system. There's new hairstyles and whatnot and outfits. That's pretty much on par. There's creative entrances fully back. What they've done, which has been really good, is they've added generic video walls now.
Hey!
With just straight up different colors. So you're not using Rey Mysterio's entrance video anymore for your wrestler, which is nice. But speaking of the video
walls, they went and got stock video. Let's go!
And it's just regular color. It's just color. And you can make... There's also a creation mode where you can create video and stuff, which... we'll just go to it now. I haven't been able to dive deep into... There's create a sign and create a video. I haven't been able to do much of it because I want to upload some stuff, but that's been down. So on the Xbox thing and aside of things, it's a custom like image uploader is down currently for Xbox. It's working on PC and other platforms, but on Xbox, which is the platform I'm playing on, I can't really touch upon it. Sounds cool, but I haven't been able to touch it because it's currently... There's bugs with it for now. But they're working on it. There's a fix in the works. But Going back to the creator entrance and the video walls. Side note. Biggest, one of my biggest complaints, besides you not having the different colors that you could pick from, they have, not everyone has gotten one. But more people have gotten, the legends have gotten their own video walls. It's no longer just blue walls with their names on it. A few still have it. But a lot of them, like Razor Moon and Mick Foley and Dude Love, and Mankind and a bunch of others, Ricky Dragon, Steamboat, and whoever else is in the game, has video walls. There's a few exceptions to the rule, because a lot of them didn't have it. Like, older wrestlers didn't have the video walls like we have now. But they've gone out of their way to make them. And that's a huge step up. Not everyone, but more have them.
That's good, though.
That helps. Because you having the blue wall with a name is fine, but you want Lita's full entrance.
Mm-hmm.
With Lita's stuff, and now you do. With Trish, you wanted both got new entrances, by the way, and new looks, which is great.
Let's go.
But yeah, I like that. That's a great quality of life step in the right direction there. One negative I'll say is Crate Arena. We need new stuff. I'm just gonna say we need new stuff in Crate Arena. All the parts are kind of much the same as they always were. I wish we could get like generic parts. Just give us generic parts to play with. What they've done is gave you a lot of objects to place around, but you want to be able to. I wish there was a system where you can have better light, different ways to do lighting, and not just the stock standard, like here, we place it here and this, and just use standard sets, lights. Give us the option to place video walls where we want them, and like give us a single walls that we can maneuver around and sort of build as a set, rather than here's what the full Titantron looks like from this set era and this one. Give us more playable options in Crate Arena, because that would be kind of fun to mess around with. So I hope that gets an overhaul at some point. I know not everything every year can get an update. This one kind of feels like it's the same, at least to me.
Okay, that's fair.
So that's the creation suite in a nutshell.
So you mentioned one change you want to see made. You got any others?
Best way to say what I want to see is just keep doing quality of life things. Keep the game improving, taking steps forward. Don't step back, if that makes sense. Give us more customization in arena, in the creation suite for the wrestlers, in entrances. Just give us more options. And I know a lot of people, this is speaking for the community here on this one, for changes. Give Universal Mode some sort of update. It needs some love. People want some love there. Give them some more stuff. I don't go through Universal Mode anymore, or Universe Mode anymore, but people like it. And they want to see some changes made to it soon. Give it some change. That's all.
Do it for the people.
Do it for the people, indeed. But yeah, so overall, this is a really good game. Really good product for WWE 2K24. It's available as you're listening to this review. Pre-order has gone through. If you ordered Deluxe or the WrestleMania edition, that's all available. The standard edition is going to be available on Friday. Go out, purchase the game, play the game, experience WWE 2K24 for yourself with Cody Rhodes, Bianca Belair on the cover, and Rhea Ripley on the cover. And all the legends of WrestleMania. We're going to be playing more of it on stream for everybody to go through as the weeks go on. But this is a really good game. There's a lot to do. I haven't touched a lot of the wrestlers yet, because guess what? We've mentioned there's 280-something people to play with. And more coming in DLC. It's a lot. A lot of people to go through. A lot of entrances. A lot of fun to be had. But go out and buy WWE 2K24. Gets my stamp of approval. We're making really great strides. It's a really good game from 2K right now.
And enjoy it if you do get it, or you have gotten it.
Yeah.
Because it looks really fun.
It's a fun game. It's a fun video game.
And they continue to build, and it continues to get better, and that's all we could ever ask for. And it has 5 versions of Bray Wyatt, plus an alternate attire.
And many versions of Undertaker and John Cena and the like, so there you go.
It has something for everybody.
Indeed.
But with that, I think we're done.
We are, in fact, done.
So you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Tomorrow night, WTR Game Night debuts. We're going to be playing Fortnite around 10, 10:30, whenever people get around. We'll show you the brand new season of Fortnite Battle Royale. Myths vs. Mortals or something like that. Use credit card RocketSucker Lin Zem Ward when you're buying a Battle Pass. This is hashtag Epic Partner. We'll also be playing on Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern for WTR Game Night, followed by CB Radio Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday Night Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, it's Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday night and Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, the Showcase Mode playthrough continues here at twitch.tv/WTR Live. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of The Rack Live at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, wherever you get it. It's at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Chat if you have Amazon Prime. Link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. Or you can use credit card RockSock or...
Lynn's M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shopper. Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, L-I-N-S-W-R-D. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimmaLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward, or at Lynn's Ward Zero. And, you know, while you're liking and subscribing and doing things, and I'm trying not to cough, so hold on one sec. There we go. You know, you can head over to mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211 and check out Matt's content. And tell him we said hi, because he's an amazing person and we love him very much. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we'll see you next week. Maybe. Hopefully. Should be done with the plague by then. We'll see, though. Anyway, bye! Better than before. I never needed you at all.